Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Dower. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The DH, Benny Ayala. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dennis Martinez. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. And now, play ball. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dower fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick takes first base on ball four. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Brewers, 1. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 0-for-1 in the game. Ayala hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roenick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ayala moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Ayala moves to third. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-1 in the game. Sakata hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. Dempsey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cooper out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 2 in the game. Shelby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dempsey moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dempsey scores. Dower moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero pinch hits for Jim Gantner. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ed Romero now playing second base. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ayala hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roenick hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 2 in the game. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 3 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Simmons fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Shelby moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a line drive into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ayala hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Ayala reaches second base with a double. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roenick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ayala moves to third. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 3 in the game. Sakata takes first base on ball 4. Ford moves to second. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ayala tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Orioles. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 4 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Skubb pinch hits for Ed Romero. Bob Skubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skubb hits a line drive into right field. Ford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ford. Moore moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Molitor bunts in front of the plate. Dempsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Skubb moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore scores. Skubb moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a fly ball towards center. Shelby catches it and throws to home to double up Skubb. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing second base. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Dower hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore who is chasing the ball. Dower reaches third base with a triple. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dower tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Orioles. Ken Singleton pinch hits for Benny Ayala. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roenick takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Roenick moves to second. It's 5-2, Orioles. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bernard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvy takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Don Money pinch hits for Roy Howell. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.